I have no idea where I'm from. The question should be easy. I've lived in Vermont for nearly 15 years. But when, like me, you define from as more than a place, broader than a single pin on the map, or one neat little zip code, it's more complicated. To me, from is the idea of origin, nothing to do with birthplace, and everything to do with what shapes our identities. I was born in Arizona, yet my only archetypically southern traits are a propensity to address groups of people as y'all, and the strongly held opinion that cornbread should not be sweet. This is my birthplace, but is this where I'm from? When I was less than two, we moved to my grandparents' home, New York State, not city. A place is more than its cities, eh, Vermont? Shuttling back and forth between the suburbs and a tiny mountain town, this was my first experience of snow, and swapping locations like hats. Moved again in less than a year. So how could it be my place of origin? We arrived in Vermont. Surely this must be it. I'm still here, aren't I? I stayed in one town for almost 2 years, but once my parents separated, my life resumed as a switcheroo game and has been since. Never more than a week at one house, locations of which change constantly. I'm from 3 states, 10 towns. I've moved 12 times and switched between houses about 1,508 times in 17 years. I'm from one country, or so you'd think. I'm an American citizen. I was born here, so were my parents, and I'm thankful for that. Some of my many grandparents, which is a long story for a different time, weren't. My family had children young. They've been here for about 50 years. It's ages, and at the same time, none at all. Half a century, a third generation, and still part of me is from a mid-sized Slavic country, from a tradition of Orthodox Catholicism, from respect and resilience, of hiding chickens and car trunks to be smuggled in the dead of night. No, this wasn't a prank. This is how you survive a communist regime. My grandparents' stories are fairy tales, in their essence of hidden dangers and veiled warnings, of secret police, the dangers of a controlling government, and hiding gold under floorboards. Because we were the lucky ones, the ones that made it to America. I am grateful for this, and with all its flaws, I love this country. But does that mean I can't still love the taste of sarmales, the swoosh of the tassels on the traditionally embroidered shirt in my closet, waiting for some time somewhere where it will be welcomed into my life? Or the shape of my great-grandmother's greeting, "Ce faci? How are you?" "Foarte bine." "Very good." I wish I had the words to tell her that though I'm sure we wouldn't agree on many things, I am grateful. And grateful that this is where I get to live. Though I may not know where I'm from, I'm glad this is where I am, and more importantly, who I am. So I just hug her and say, "Mulțumesc." Thank you.